Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. My recipe today is a fun, delicious, and delectable crab corn chowder, and we're going to be using real crab. And always remember, it's important to use real crab because imitation crab, guess what? It's not crab. It's actually compressed fish, white butterfish, whatever you want to call it, that is made to look like crab, but it is not crab at all. And the sad thing is this, you see a lot of that imitation crab at a lot of these sushi restaurants, and they're charging you like it's real crab, but they're not. They're not giving it to you. So make sure you know the difference. It's very easy to tell the difference. If it looks like it's in the shape of a stick, it's not crab. What we're going to need to start is about a medium saucepan, depending on how much soup you're going to make. And if you're making a lot for a lot of people, just double, triple, or quadruple the recipe. Won't be that hard to do. 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 onion small diced, 2 celery stalks small diced, 1 large carrot small diced, 2 cups of corn. You're going to mix that together well, and I'd say for about a good 4 to 6 minutes. You really want to get the color of the corn to start popping. You want those onions to get nice and translucent, just to let you know that their natural oils are starting to come out. Then we're going to add 1 cup of white wine. We're going to reduce that till it's au sec, which means that it's completely reduced almost all the way out. Then I'm going to add in 2 cloves of garlic that I chopped fine, or you could use 1 tablespoon of garlic paste. I recommend the fresh garlic because you can make your own paste out of it. Dice it really, really small, and then pull it with your knife on the flat side down, and it'll start to turn to a paste. Once we do that, I'm going to add 1 cup of vegetable stock and 2 cups of raw cream. Now, right after we put the garlic in, you want to make sure to get that stock and cream in, only because you don't want anything to burn in there. Then I'm going to add 1/2 pound of fresh crab meat, depending on what season we are in. I love Dungeness crab, the natural sweetness within it. But if you can get blue crab, you can get soft shell crab, whatever you can get, as long as it's crab and you can get enough meat out of there to get 1/2 pound, I strongly recommend do so. I'm going to let that mix in there for about 2 minutes, and I'm going to add 2 tablespoons of slurry. Now remember, slurry is warm water mixed with cornstarch. So I'd say about 1 tablespoon of cornstarch to about 1 cup of water is a decent amount of slurry. We only need 2 tablespoons, so that should be more than enough. Serve it, make it look pretty. I like to always put a little bit of fresh crab right on the top, just so everybody knows, hey, I'm having something that's got crab in it. We don't want it to be completely hidden. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.